And we're continuing. It is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5, discussing what they call a burning issue, a war and peace matter, which we've been trying to speak of more and more on the Taylor Report, pointing out that when Parliament made the egregious and embarrassing and bigoted vote to accuse China of genocide, they put themselves beyond the pale. They should be shunned for such conduct. It's disgraceful. And then with the underlining the issue that talk like that leads to conflict and between states, it can be truly fatal, and it's not to be treated lightly. One of the problems in North America is this lightheadedness from not having truly been pounded on in a war as they have in Europe. The particularly France and Germany and Russia, they've got quite a bit of a belly full of war, and the population experienced it. I know they're led by a bunch of mediocrities, et cetera, but they definitely, when you talk to the population, they have more memories, and they do put questions to their leaders about their decisions, which can cause a kind of conflict that previously devastated them. Further on this matter, I was taking up the cause, and I think Canada should be allied with Ms. Ahern. We should be saying that we don't want any nuclear-powered submarines coming in and out of our ports, and that this is a dangerous development, one to be where we should be calling for a de-escalation, for closer communications, for building of trust, as they say. Rather than bringing up the tail end of the America's war convoy of bullying and ordering and threatening. And on that point, we have a problem of being properly informed. As I mentioned earlier, our media really, and I suspect it has to do with the election, chose to, except for the Globe decided as a front page thing, and because they take offense at any suggestion that we're not gonna get into the worst possible relations with the People's Republic of China. They make it their daily business to inform their readers that we must see China as the enemy and we must align with those who share our values. Like the ones who had a secret meeting and didn't tell us, those are our shared values. And that it is a fact that that's the way this gang operates. And the Globe wants us to be aboard. And if you're not aboard, you're a weak sister. But Ms. Ahern is definitely not a weak sister. I'm going to go to how bad the journalism is and how dangerous. Because following their little quote from the three officials, and here's how they describe them, representing three officials representing Canada's foreign affairs, intelligence, and defense department told the Globe. Ottawa is not consulted. Okay. Then it says later, the Globe and Mail is not identifying the officials, because they were not authorized to discuss the matter publicly. Let me be the guy in the crowd. Oh, yeah? How do you know that? Has anybody ever at the Globe ever heard about leaking, about people with some status up the line? You have command who are told by their chief, make sure the Globe finds out about this. Call that guy, get in there, you know, call him up. Do it off the record, tell him you're not authorized. And his interlocutor says, what do you want me to say? Tell him you're not authorized. Good, I got it. This is ridiculous. They line it up. They have three high-powered people. I don't know who they were. I would say, actually, you know, if I was just meeting the Globe as a person on the street, I'd say, hey, go peddle your rumors elsewhere. Because when you tell me you can't identify him, then I don't know whether it's any good anyway. That's like saying to the court, well, you know, I have a great witness, Your Honor, and he would have told you this and this. I can't bring him, but he says, the judge says, goodbye. Take your notebooks and get out of the courtroom. Who do you think, whose leg do you think you're pulling? But the one that really gets me is the one where they say they were not authorized. You do not know that. I would like to know how the Globe knows that the official speaking to them was not authorized. Does he have a note from the boss saying he's not authorized to tell you this? You're free to assume, as I do, that they were actually told to talk to the Globe, to do it, because it's called, why do we use this, the term is all over the world, leaks, leak from the White House, and officials not authorized to speak have told us that Saddam Hussein, they have it, it's a slam dunk that he has, he's building a nuclear bomb and it's only hours from being finished, and but they're not authorized to tell us that, but we're passing it on to you. Of course, after that little episode, everybody did this thing where they found out that Dick Cheney had a meeting with reporters, planted a story, I shouldn't say reporters, a reporter, planted a story, and then waited till the following afternoon to comment on the story when he said, oh, it's been reported in the New York Times. Yes, it has, Dick. You gave him the phony story. He must have enjoyed himself because, what, did they lick his hand while he was talking? This is gullibility on the front page of the Globe, and they really want us to participate in their little show. When actually we, you know, it's our duty to call them out for being snakes, for spreading this kind of, it's actually insulting information that Canada was, could have been in the group, but they don't trust us. Actually, let's go to the matter of France and why this thing was not shared with Canada. This was a business deal involving the theft of a $90 billion deal that France had to sell a non-nuclear sub, because the protocols were that you couldn't sell a nuclear sub, but the Americans who want to sell a nuclear sub stiffed France. And so they didn't tell anybody because, listen, this is, and money's on the line, shorty. We don't care what Canada thinks. Obviously, this was not, this had to do with the three of them. And so they're members of the secret spying organization, and they're the closest buddies. So what? It was not a, we don't trust Canada because Canada's weak. Biden can guarantee that Canada will do what he wishes. He's got the proxy in his pocket. He doesn't have to worry about that. He's got all the parties in the parliament on his side. So you're not worried about that. It was just that they had the stiff France. But there will be repercussions. Already major politicians in France, including, by the way, Macron himself, is saying, you know, this could lead, I shouldn't quote him, but it is coming, sources say, that if they are contemplating a withdrawal from NATO. Because, you know, one NATO country shouldn't do this to another NATO country. It also tells us how foolish Mr. Biden is, in that he thinks that these are little pieces that you move around on a board, and that if you move one piece, the other piece doesn't move because you think you're the only one moving the pieces. But when something, a betrayal happens, or as put it in the words of the French foreign minister, a stab in the back happens, suddenly you don't have control of all the pieces. So this is the road down which we are going, in which, no, we didn't have any opportunity to vet our candidates and vote on, and a whole bunch of people already gave them their vote way ahead of time. I really don't agree with the process. I think that it ought to be modernized and brought up to the 21st century standards and be done in a way that everybody can get vote on in one time frame, tight time frame, because who knows, some, you know, wake up in the morning, you might change your mind based on what has been going on in the world. This is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 SFM. There's involved in this matter is something very important in my view. And that is the growing xenophobia, which is causing irrational behavior, not only by politicians, which is politicians is to be expected, but ordinary Canadians and people in various fields work, particularly in the sciences. We're having a dangerous fallout from the new xenophobic policies, Chinophobic, of the Biden administration, which is, everyone is noticing, is proving to be on in foreign policy like that of its predecessor. And I want to read something I think is very important, because also in the Globe, not so much others, but the Globe is making it its business to create paranoia regarding Chinese and, of course, inevitably, Chinese Canadian academics in a culture which has been had several moments of serious anti-Asian, anti-Chinese violence and discrimination going way back. And yet they continue to play with fire, the people who have the multi-billion and millionaires who own the press. They like to continue to play with this. And so, for example, there's a headline in the Globe and Mail, Chinese major general worked with fired Winnipeg lab scientists. There's a bunch of problems with the headline in and of itself. But there's I think it's a woman who was a scientist. And as one Canadian scientist said to the Globe, when you work with a scientist, you work on science. And they said, oh, we didn't know she's the major general. If the two of you are working on a complex problem together, is that terribly relevant? If the authorities want to make something of it, that's their problem. They should, if they want. But you see people being bought into, oh, you're not suspicious of the person you're working with? I can tell you that that will not lead to more science. Anyway, from Stanford University, we, a group of 177 Stanford faculty members from 40 departments, has sent the following letter to the United States Attorney General, Merrick B. Garland, requesting that he terminates the Department of Justice's China Initiative. The China Initiative was introduced by Jeff Sessions in 2018. That was Trump. With the objective of combating economic espionage, intellectual property theft, and other threats associated with the government of China. However, we believe the China Initiative raises concerns of racial profiling and is harming the United States research and technology competitiveness. This initiative, and I'll stop right here and say, remember, this initiative is what has been picked up by the Globe and the Canadian government. They're trying to help the Americans with the policy of the demonization of China. That's what it is, demonization. So anything to do with China or Chinese has to become a matter of paranoia, demonology, suspicion, and it has ugly results. But I'll go on with it. Just so that's what the point is, this thing, the China Initiative. By the way, you can find it. Just go Stanford University, Winds of Freedom, or the department letter on discrimination against Chinese scientists. The initiative has led to, and this is their words, significant increase of investigations and prosecutions to researchers in academia, with most cases unrelated to intellectual property theft or scientific economic espionage. Most of the cases, the investigations have been disproportionately targeting researchers of Chinese origin. The chilling effect of the China Initiative is discouraging many scholars from coming to or staying in the US. We believe that the China Initiative should be terminated. A copy of the letter and signatories is included below, and there's many of the top academics at Stanford University. And this is, I really hope, by the way, I have to say, listening to the Taylor Report, the Taylor Report doesn't know, actually, of any such initiative, counter-initiative in Canada against this harassment of academics. There's a lot of good writing on this. It's been done already, pointing out that the U.S. government, and it is Biden's policy, Canada's President Biden, to follow on the policy of his predecessor, the eminent and brilliant, and so Biden, Trump, have continued with a policy which, when they assigned this in the initiative, part of the details of it was every area under Sessions, under the Attorney General, will be required to look into this. So you're the guy in San Diego and you never heard of any problem and you're doing your job. And they now they say, it's kind of like the old question, do they tell police to have a quota on tickets? The number that will be issued? Inquiring minds have always asked. Well, if the Attorney General says, we say there's a problem, if you don't have a problem, go and solve the problem we've talked about. And then they do it. Because, well, they'd like to have a career. They don't want to be fired. They don't want to lose their jobs. This is important. And I have to make sure I want to make sure that we have stressed this because we spoke earlier with xenophobia. This, you can bet with the introduction of the very idea of nuclear subs. By the way, there's some people saying about the subs, oh, well, it's going to take 5 years, 10 years. No. Wake up. They start today because there is information of a special type that must be shared moment the partners, in this case, AUKUS, Australia, UK, and US. There's been a lot of games played with that already. I advise you to go ahead. AUKUS knows that it is going to be doing things, and Australia is going to become the new kid who's going to be given information, and no Canada, you will not be given the information. And New Zealand says, fine by us. And that's the part, another that I would want to stress, is that yes, as I say, there'll be xenophobia, but why isn't the response in Canada, perhaps it will come from Quebec, if they say, well, yeah, we were sharing on Monday, but we decided two of us to get together behind your back and not share with you on Tuesday. If they say that, why don't we say, okay, fair is fair. I'm not going to be sharing with you. whatever I find out, I'll keep to myself, right? That's what you do. So that's what I'll do. Why can't we say to Five Eyes, we don't agree with this kind of ethics? It's not our values. It's not Canadian values to do what you did to us. So, but now that you've done it to us, it's our duty to do it back. You understand, such conversations do not happen because everybody understands, oh my gosh. Because if you said the United States, yeah, all this information that we've been passing on, we spy on people for you, do you a lot of favors, go around, people say, who are you? I'm a Canadian. Oh, okay. And then we send you a bunch of information that they were stupid enough to share with us. If we say, well, we're not going to do that, there's a intuitive level of the ordinary Canadian. So many have come from all parts of the world, have already had a good taste of British and American discipline. They know that we would be in Canada under a kind of surveillance, like we'd make our lights go on and off. It's fear. It's raw, unadulterated fear terror of the United States that causes all Canadian politicians to fall over each other to carry out this mission that the Americans give us. And if they should short shrift this, well, we just stand and look at the others and say, he did it to you too. So now he's doing it to me. So don't look for any Canadian politician to stand up on this. But do look for trouble in that the problem with France is something that is going to force us to talk about a bunch of things, which in Canada is not, we don't like to talk about it. So we'll see. So we've gone over the matter of this and the Australia deal, the AUKUS deal. And I think we should also mention the developments, again, they're not reported adequately, and that's why we're doing it, such as that that is taking place in Lebanon. Again, the key player is the United States. And they, together with their allies, particularly, by the way, Saudi Arabia, have decided that they're going to basically starve Lebanon. Lebanon, as you know, prior to colonialism, was part of Syria. It was carved out along religious lines. And the constitution was written by the French. And they gave some power to Maronite Christians, they gave some power to Sunni Muslims, and they gave some power to Shia. But the primary goal there was to make sure that they could choke Syria if they needed to because of the port of Beirut. And Lebanon has become in recent, over the years, 20, 30 years, they've grown to be rather strong and show themselves as a people, not an army, but as a people, able to stand up and not enthusiastic about falling in line with the Saudis and not enthusiastic about doing what the British and the French and Americans tell them. So Lebanon has been thrown into a crisis with Syria surviving the assault by the Americans and everybody else backing the terrorists. Once again, the region is coming back to life, and Lebanon has a very important role to play, but the Americans do not want them to play that role, unless only as under their thumb. So Lebanon was denied access to fuel. And a party of South Lebanon, a political party, which is a member of the Lebanese parliament, respected as such, by the other parties, and sharing some of the executive offices, cabinet offices, the Shia Islamic group led by called Hezbollah. So incidentally, a mistake, strike that, a deliberate stupid policy of Canada and others was to declare Hezbollah terrorists when all its terror consisted of was defending southern Lebanon from invasion by Israel and also from being bullied by armed sectors within Lebanon from trying to assert control over them. They are an integral part of Lebanese society. Hezbollah has done something dramatic and clear-headed. They arranged to import Iranian oil, fuel, to be brought to Lebanon via, I'm not exactly clear. I think it was a certain, it's entering Lebanon through Syria, and hundreds of fuel tankers have been coming into Lebanon and been welcomed by the Lebanese people. That was done in the face of a direct order by the Americans and the Saudis not to do that. As you know, there are sanctions, illegal sanctions, but of course Canada loves the illegal sanctions. We embrace the country that imposes illegal sanctions, like is our long lost great grandpa, that is Uncle Sam. Brutal sanctions against Lebanon. And these sanctions are being overcome by tankers, fuel tankers that have been provided by the Islamic Republic of Iran because they're willing to break U.S. sanctions. Why shouldn't they? U.S. has sanctioned Iran beyond belief, all out of the, without any authority. They have done it without any legal authority. They did it. So now the people of Lebanon are getting that fuel. This is, if it should ring a bell with you, because it is like what occurred in Venezuela when the Islamic Republic sent a tanker, more than one, to Venezuela. And we, frankly, the world sort of held its breath because the American Pirate Republic is dangerous. They have been known to attack ships on the high seas, which is the first reason for war in generally across history. Dangerous, dangerous, dangerous. But hats off to the Hezbollah. Canada should recognize Hezbollah as a political party, stop this legend and myth and lie that it's a terrorist organization, rejoin the world's other countries of the world, begin to behave like a civilized state, stop demonizing China, free Meng Wanzhou, be a sober friend to the Americans and tell the Americans to sober up and grow up. So, and on that, go to Sharmeen Narwani. There's a new publication online called The Cradle. You can find it. It's written by the best people in the Middle East. You'll become a grown-up authority and the expert on your block if you read it. This is Phil Taylor. This is the Taylor Report at CIUT 89.5 FM. We'll see you next week.